secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see the permanent damage you did to me. Never again, I just wish I could forget when it was magic. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror saying to myself, you know you had to do it, I know. The bravest thing I ever did was run. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again. But I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. And I know we had to say goodbye like the back of my hand. And I just miss you. I wish you were a better man. I wonder what we would have become if you were a better man. We might still be in love if you were a better man. You would have been the one if you were a better man. Yeah. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again, and I just miss you, and I just wish you were.
Little Big Town on West Country 105.5 WIRI. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Seth with you just after 6 o'clock on this Friday. We are getting very close to some high school football action. Randy and Mike on the call tonight, so make sure you tune in around 6:50. That is when the pregame will start. Coming up, some Tim McGraw right now. Rodney Atkins watching you on 105.5.
Through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old said a 4-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. Put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. But I do.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right. whose car is barking next door.
Ellen Jackson on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Stick around, everyone. We do have that football game coming up, and I'm going to discuss a little bit about the end of the football season. It is almost here. I cannot believe it, ladies and gentlemen. So let's make sure we tell you what's coming up here for the last couple of weeks of high school football. On the way, we've got Brad Paisley and Lee Bryce on 105.5 WIRI.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Join Family Natural Foods today and tomorrow for our 78th anniversary sale. Door prizes and free gift with purchase. We will see you at 910 West Grand Ave.
Sure. circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yes, you got me in the palm of your hand, girl, 'cause I don't dance. No, oh, I don't dance. I don't dance, but here I circles. It ain't my style, but I don't.
Somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. Took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Cause I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. And now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me 'cause he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So come looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north or maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four-wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I wouldn't, I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Jackson Dean on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Stick around. We got football on the way very, very soon. I'm going to go off the air, at least on this part, and I'm going to be working the board for Randy and Mike, so don't go anywhere. Do want to check out the rest of the football schedule as it comes to us over the next couple of weeks. Looks like next week, we'll be checking out the Nakusa football game. They'll be taking on Ripon, and that's going to be next Friday night, so make sure you tune in for that. And on the week after that is the last week of regular season football. We're going to see if we can carry both the final Assumption game and the final Lincoln game that week. They are actually on two different days. We'll let you know as we get closer, but those are coming up very, very soon, and that's going to wrap up the football season, maybe. Not looking good for Lincoln or Assumption for the playoffs, but Nakusa might be going a little bit further. We'll see what happens right here on WIRI. Coming up, we have some John Party right now. Here's Clint Black, A Good Run of Bad Luck on 105.5.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. sheets tend the hard way. I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just 2 more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard at loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. So fancy, got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud off them tonight.
Was it just the wind, or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet, ain't called home, turned off. Might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night. Rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance and she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone.
Chris Cagle on Wisconsin 105.5 WIRI. Well, that's going to do it for me, everyone, at least on the air. I'm going to be running the board for the game tonight. Going to be happening at about 6:50 is when the pregame will start. Kickoff at 7. We've got Eau Claire Memorial coming to town to take on Lincoln. Randy and Mike on the call tonight. So make sure you stick around and tune into that. Got a few more tunes on the way before we get there, including some Cole Swindell coming up on 105.5 WIRI. So long.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Are you a military veteran? Did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veteran Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families, and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today, and thank you for your service.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Breezy at times as well. Right now it's 58.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina. Thank you.
sits watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona.
And it's sunshine.
Margarita bar, whatever happens, happens. And there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them going, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy.
And it's sunshine.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
From Southwood County Stadium, it's Homecoming 2024. Good evening, everyone. Randy Paul here, along with Michael Comers, Seth Hattiger, and RapidsTV.org, as they are simulcasting with us this evening. Looks like a beautiful night for football once again here from Wisconsin Rapids, as we have Wisconsin Valley Conference action for you, as the Lincoln Red Raiders get set to take on the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial. Both teams coming in with records of 0-6 on the season, 0-4 in conference action. They are at the bottom of the Wisconsin Valley, with Everest sitting atop it at 4-0, Spash 3-1, and then Wausau West, Eau Claire North, and Marshfield all at 2-2. Last week, the Lincoln Red Raiders took on the Tigers of Marshfield on the road, and they fell by the score of 26-0. Trailed 13-0 after quarter number one. That's what it was at the break. And then we're outscored 13-0 in the third quarter. And again, scoreless in the fourth quarter. And therefore, it stayed at 26-0. Cohen Lehman, 17 rushes for 63 yards, was the leading rusher for Rapid. Sawyer Brooks, 7 for 36. While the whole team was 56 for 177 yards, 3.2 average on the game. Didn't complete a pass. They were 0 for 4 on the ball game. For Eau Claire Memorial, Tom Westcott is their coach. And last week they lost to Menominee, 45-19. They trailed at 7-0 after quarter number one. And then really the downfall was quarter number two, where they outscored 31-8. And in quarter number three, also outscored 7-0 before getting that lone touchdown and two-point conversion in the final stanza. One of the names we're going to be calling quite a bit tonight is Shamar Simmons. He rushed 22 times for 119 yards and a touchdown. However, the rest of the team lost 11 yards on the ground. Through the air, Aaron Gundlach was 5 for 19 for 95 yards and a touchdown. Bryce Hetke with one catch for 80 yards and had that touchdown. Julius Clark, 2 for 13, and Nathan Arndorfer, 1 for 6. So, Michael, this should be an interesting game because when you play a team that is similar to you, that always makes for a great contest.
I've been talking about it all week. People are talking about this game. Rapids hasn't won a game yet. Eau Claire Memorial hasn't won a game yet. How can he be there? How is that going to be fun? I'll be honest with you. Those are sometimes the best games you can watch are two teams that are struggling. Because, well, I've been to plenty of games. I know you have too, Randy, because you're so much older than me.
Correct.
But you've been to plenty of games too that it's top-ranked teams in the state going after it. And one makes a mistake and they just mentally collapse. And it's not a fun game to watch. These games, you try to tell me that this game doesn't matter to Rapids or Eau Claire for that matter.
You know, I think about that comment you just made with the Packers last week against the Vikings. McDuffie drops that interception on the first drive. If he makes that pick, it could be a completely different ball game.
Well, you make a field goal too.
Yeah, but they go down, they kick, they get a touchdown, followed up with two more. It's 21-0 before you blink.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Green Bay in that perspective, they sure battled back after giving Minnesota that game. Yeah. It wasn't so much Minnesota winning as Green Bay giving the game away, but I don't think any one of these teams is giving anything away tonight.
We'll come back after a quick two-minute timeout, and we'll continue with our pregame right after this. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race
from
Ford's
Lincoln? Trust Bank Field. As we are just moments away from the kick of tonight's contest between the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial and your Lincoln Red Raiders. You know, Michael, we always talk about at week number one, the next thing you know is going to week number four, and then it'll be the end of the year. And here we are in week seven, and there's only 2 weeks left in the regular season. Next Friday, a non-conference tilt for the Raiders. They will be at New Richmond. That's not going to be any picnic. They're ranked number three in Division II with a record of 6-0.
Yeah, and I think they just beat Rice Lake, I want to say. I was looking at a few scores, and boy, Rice Lake's good. Boy, are they good. And if they got beat by New Richmond, that might not be a very fun one. But as Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend, because New Richmond only beat Marshfield 7-6.
So one never knows, right?
Hey, it's match high school up. Football. Yep. You just kids out there having fun, and when kids are out there having fun, as somebody who does not have any kids that I know of, all bets are off. I've got enough friends with kids that I've seen it. All bets are off when kids are having fun.
And then 2 weeks from tonight, they will be hosting the Raiders. We'll be hosting Eau Claire North, and that would be the end of the regular season. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire Memorial, next Friday, they host Wausau West, and then in 2 weeks, they will host D.C. Everest. So again, homecoming here, 2024 tonight. As we get set for the kickoff, the Raiders will be receiving. They'll be defending the North goal. And the Old Abes will send out their kickoff team to the 40-yard line. Their kicker is Kellen Brown, 5'11", 165.